Hello there, Jimmy Failla. How's your day going?
Better now, and happy anniversary, 7 years of Art Connection on KTBB.
I know. Can you believe it? Seven years.
The people up here in New York, I'm trying not to get emotional. So you're going to have to bear with me.
Okay, get yourself together now. You got yourself together? Let's have this conversation. Thank you for calling in. This has just made my whole year. Made my year.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I met you at KTBB's 75th anniversary in Kilgore. And you said you would call in and wish us congratulations. So thank you for doing it.
Now, listen, I keep all of my campaign promises. That's why I'm not a politician and I'm a radio guy.
Well, what are you running from?
Oh, you name it. Yeah, this is a family show. You might want to dial it in a little bit easier.
I know. Take care of get myself under control. Well, and we interview artists. That's what we do on Art Connection, and all kinds of artists. And so anytime you're going to be down here, if you're going to be here on the weekend, well, you'll be my guest. Would that work out for you?
That would be tremendous. Like, I would love to come be your guest and just talk process with you for a little while, because for real, my favorite thing in the world to do is not so much to broadcast or to do comedy, but to actually talk behind the scenes about the process of broadcasting and doing comedy.
Absolutely.
Because I'm fascinated by it.
I
do love that. And it's my way of establishing to the audience that I'm doing all of this sober, because I don't think any of them believe me.
Well, you don't sound sober sometimes.
Hey, hold on, I don't have to take this.
I hear you're just a pretty straightforward guy.
Yeah, you know what happens for real? I spend so much time driving a taxi. And when you drive a taxi, everyone gets in and you're never going to see them again. You know, they're vacationing here or, you know, they just.
Yeah.
And so you learn to level with each other in a way that you wouldn't if you thought you were going to see the person again. You know, sometimes you got to hold back a little. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You see them again tomorrow.
You can but be brutally taxi, honest.
Yes. And what happened, you're going to laugh at me this, from time to time, people confess like their deepest, darkest, craziest things to you. And then you do wind up picking them up again, and you're like, well, this is awkward.
Oh, I know too much about you.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I hear you have a really busy weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm calling you from the West Coast. I'm out here in Sacramento, and I'm performing tonight at the Crest Theater. Last night I was in Seattle, which is, wow, Seattle's going through an interesting turn right now.
I think so. I've been following that. I think so. You just be careful out there.
You know, I'll tell them I know you, and they'll all lay off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All of my 4'9" tall,
they don't want to mess with that.
They're going to really be scared of that.
Well, listen, on account of the fact that it's your anniversary, the local California muggers have told me they're taking the day off in your honor. So
oh, that's
I
fabulous.
I do feel safe.
That's you. Thank you so much. And you are a dear, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
For sure. And congratulations. You're the
Thank
greatest.
You.
Keep on rocking. Okay.
Thank Dita? You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was amazing.
Well,
how about that? I'm just glad that the muggers are taking a break. They're taking a break for a day because it's your 7-year anniversary.
Some of them.